Let's start with our legal conversation now. And it is Monday afternoon, which means it is time to talk legal matters. And to put it simply, legal advice can cost you a lot of money. You know, all the jokes about the lawyers that charge you just to answer the phone and send the email. Well, let's be honest, when looking for legal advice, you're probably not going to call a lawyer first. In fact, most people do not have a legal expert on speed dial that they can call should the need arises. 3 years ago, Grace Gichanga was working weekends to provide legal help to 50 people. And while doing that, she had the idea to provide a free legal service to South Africans who were not able to afford the help that they needed. And that's how the LumaBot was born, an app that provides legal information to help you understand your rights free of charge. So I'm delighted now to be joined on the line by Grace Gichanga, the founder of Luma. Grace, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Amy. Good afternoon.
Tell us exactly what the Luma bot is.
It's exactly as you described it. It's a self-help legal platform that provides access to legal information, which empowers you if you ever find yourself facing a legal challenge, then you know what to do, how to do it, and what will be required of you to exercise your rights.
It sounds like it's almost too good to be true, Grace. What's the catch?
The catch is that it's not legal advice. It's just legal information. So imagine that you're facing a situation at work and you need some information on how to handle a situation with your employer. You would naturally probably go on Google, go through a bunch of websites, and, you know, then you'd have to put all of that information together to figure out what are your next steps. What we've done is synthesize a lot of legal information that's sitting in legislation and case law, synthesize this in a way that's easy to understand, easy to digest, and provides clear practical steps to allow you to take your next steps.
And it's not in the form of, you don't go onto a website and have a chat with a bot on the other end, right? It's an actual app that you would need to download.
It's not an app, Amy.
Oh, it's not an
actually
app.
It's not an app. Currently it's on the website, but we're working towards moving it onto WhatsApp because our big thing is accessibility and high engagement. And all of us in South Africa are most likely using WhatsApp or some sort of chat platform such as Telegram or Facebook Messenger. So the idea is that we're currently testing it on the website, but we are looking to move to one of the chat platforms soon enough.
It's very cool, Grace. Now, when you've consolidated all this legal information, so I sit down and I type a question into the website. Is it a person that's answering me, or is it just an automatic response that I'm getting?
It's an automated response, but it's not just an automated response. It's an automated response that's powered by machine learning, artificial intelligence, and natural language processing. So what all that technical jargon means is that I went to some very clever people who are actually Helm. They're one of the leading customer experience companies in South Africa, and they're in the business of building chatbots. But they're not just that. They're in the business of building human experiences with machines. So I went to them and we built a chatbot that literally provides your response to your question.
It's genius. If you've just tuned in, I'm in conversation with Grace Gichanga. She is the founder of LumaBot, which is a chatbot that can help you with your legal queries. Grace, the legal playing field is very, very vast. Are there certain areas that are and are not covered by LumaBot?
Absolutely. There is no way we would have humanly been able to cover everything that's under the law.
Yeah.
So what we are doing is that we're trying to cover, you know, the main intersections of law and real life. So currently the bot, we're training it to answer labor law questions. And that stemmed from, you know, we're supposed to launch at the beginning of COVID. Literally, I still have sleepless nights because I planned to launch literally the day before we went into lockdown. But that also provided an opportunity because there was so much uncertainty about people and their jobs. People were worried about, are they going to get retrenched? Are their salaries going to be cut? What's the legality of all the different directives that were coming out from the minister? And we took that opportunity to train the chatbot to respond to the legal questions that people had at that time. I mean, they were affecting their livelihoods financially, and emotionally. And we were able to provide comfort to a lot of people just by being able to provide that information to them real time, on the go. And we were on Facebook Messenger at the time.
It's amazing.
So Currently, we are doing labor law, but we're looking to go into other areas of law that we intersect with every day. So things like succession, wills, debt, all the things that affect us every day as human beings.
Things like child maintenance and that kind of thing, would you cover that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Grace, I'm assuming you have a legal background being in this industry.
Yes, ma'am. So I studied at VIST many, many moons ago. But, you know, to be honest, Amy, I never set out to do this. About 3 years ago, I was having a quarter-life crisis. I wanted more life, more meaning to my life. And I started doing workshops in various communities or in and around Johannesburg. And from there, it became glaringly obvious that people know that they have rights, but they don't know what those rights are. Mm. They don't know the responsibilities that come with those rights. And they don't know the action steps to take that come with having those rights. And what that usually results in is a high pressure point where, you know, emotionally you're stressed, financially you're stressed, because you're going through this whole life-altering event. Imagine you've been retrenched unfairly or you've been dismissed unfairly and you just have no idea what to do next. Mm. That's where the whole vision of Luma stemmed from.
If you've got a question for this incredible entrepreneur that I'm in conversation with, Grace Gichanga, you're welcome to send that in to us now, 0214460567 or 0725671567. Grace, where does the name Luma come from? What is the background to that?
That was actually something we workshopped with Helm. Previously, they were called Prike Health. And we needed to create a name that resonated with what we were trying to do. So Luma actually means legal understanding made accessible, which is exactly what the bot is. We want to make people aware of their rights. We want to make people help people understand their rights.
And Grace, I understand that you want to be able to help people and give them a hand, but you know, at the same time, you also need to feed your family at some point. So why did you decide to make this a completely free service?
That was the initial bot. But rightfully, as you say, we've learned many lessons since 2020. The first bot that was on Facebook was completely free. But the new version that's going to be coming onto WhatsApp is going to be a paid pay-as-you-go or subscription service. But, you know, we're not talking 100 or 200 rand. I'm literally talking about being able to access the law in your pocket, in your hand, anytime, anywhere, for as little as 20 rand per month.
Brilliant. My name is Amy McIver. I'm in conversation with Grace Gichanga, and we're talking about LumaBot, which is a free at the moment platform for you to get legal advice should you wish to do so. You're welcome to ask Grace a question now if you want to. And Grace, on that note, a listener says, there are lots of changes happening in the law all the time. Does the robot know this, and who updates it on a regular basis? Can it be trusted?
Yes, the robot is 100% trained by lawyers. So whenever the due changes do come up, we are able to instantaneously go on the bot at the back end, train it to respond to the new changes and update any necessary changes that we might have to make. And that's the beauty of technology. When the human experience meets an intelligent machine experience, that's what we're moving towards as a society.
I do appreciate that, but I can't imagine a world, Grace, in which robots would be able to replace lawyers entirely. I mean, I don't know that would suffice in a court battle, for instance, or a criminal case to have a robot as your defense. Do you agree with me?
I completely agree with you, and we have catered to that as well. Because the big question was always, and then what? And then what, you tell me what my rights are, but I'm not necessarily in the right frame of mind. I'm not feeling knowledgeable enough to be able to then take on whatever legal situation I need to deal with. So we have partnered with a legal insurance firm, one of the largest in the country, and they will be assisting us with their lawyers. There are many, many lawyers, and they will be able to provide specific legal advice to everyone's situation. So if you've got a specific legal matter and you need specific legal advice, then we have lawyers on hand to assist you with that.
Okay, so the future is kind of mapped out for you. Grace, what are some of the most common legal troubles that people have? And I mean, I know that you are sort of focusing in the labor law area. So what are some of the most common problems that people are having in this regard?
Outside of labor law, we just came out of World Week. I think it was last week or the week before. Yeah. But that's a big space. Wills and deceased estates is a big space that a lot of people battle with, because people hardly prepare for this. People hardly prepare for the eventualities of losing a loved one and what that means for the people who are left behind. So that's certainly one of the bigger areas that people struggle with. And as you mentioned earlier, situations such as maintenance, children, those are some of the largest ones. Debt, given the economy that we're living in right now. So those are some of the largest issues that people face on a day-to-day that affects more than just their pocket. It affects their emotional state. It even goes as far as to affect family relations. Mm.
Grace, for our listeners that might be interested in making use of the service that you're offering, how can they go about it? Please give us your contact details or the details to find the LumaBot.
Currently, it is live on the website, but we must say it's only label law for now, because we've come to realize that creating content is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So our website is www.lumalaw.co.za.
And the bot is there available on the website?
Yes, Amy. It's absolutely available, and it's free for now while we finalize our testing.
Great. So that's www.lumalaw.co.za, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Grace, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and all the best with the future of the LumaBot and the platform thereafter on WhatsApp.
Thank you, Amy, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Grace Gichanga, what an enterprising entrepreneur, an amazing young lady and young lawyer there.